Espace pour la vie, Kids Podcast.
The Amazing Earth. A deserted island, three amazed participants, one mission: to live together in harmony with nature. A youth podcast brought to you by the Biosphère de Montréal.
Stop everything! It's time for The Amazing Earth. Your time-limited, endlessly committed reality TV. Where we always work extra, with or without the cameras. Chapter 6, Taking Action. Entire weeks have passed since the storm struck, and the team bonded around the project to rebuild on the island. The Amazing Earth challenge has faded from their thoughts. Out of their media adventure arose a small, tight-knit community, one that is all the more authentic, given that they have no idea they're still being filmed. Much to the delight of Tunebird Productions. We find them at the pavilion for their end-of-day meeting.
Let's begin. Now, I've gathered you here today because Greta's questions are still knocking around inside my head. You know when she asked,
"What lessons can we draw from what has happened? How can you use your successes in facing challenges and the support that you've shown one another to fuel your motivation to stay active and involved? And lastly, can you find joy in what you've done?"
Exactly that, mind-reading robot. So, your thoughts on the matter?
Well, it's not that easy to find meaning on the spot when something that intense happens to you.
Personally, the way we got organized, the way we got each other's back, if it wasn't for the storm, I'm not sure that I would have ever experienced that in my life. Of course, it was difficult, but at the same time, quite empowering, to work together in an effort to ensure that our lifestyles on the island were in greater harmony with nature.
Robot, can you please sum up all that we've accomplished on the island so far?
Sure thing. Since the storm, you have rebuilt your garden, this time adding indigenous plants. Replanted species that attract insect pollinators.
Yes!
Created and looked after a protected area for bank swallows.
The amazing swallows!
Reduced your meat consumption to a minimum and cooked with seasonal fruits and vegetables for the duration of your stay.
The kitchen is my flavor laboratory.
And you sure know your way around labs, chef.
You also took the time to get informed about your consumption habits and the small gestures you can make on behalf of the species that share the island with you. And you took it upon yourselves to inspire more people to take action in favor of the environment.
I can't wait to have internet again, so I can upload all my videos.
Also, you repaired the objects that you used in the pavilion. You did not use or throw out any plastic. You saved on energy and reduced light pollution, specifically by turning out the lights in the evening. You kept the heat at a very low temperature and adapted the way you dress. You composted the organic waste that you produced. You didn't use means of transportation that generate pollution. You learned to identify fake news on the environment and climate change and what needs to be done to prevent it from going viral. And above all, you showed ingenuity and resilience in dealing with these challenges.
Bravo!
Oh, Miss Tunebird, you always show up when we least expect you.
The Amazing Earth's big challenge is now over.
We're leaving?
I'm not ready.
Our bags aren't packed yet.
And we still have to clean up the pavilion, go through the stuff we used, figure out which ones we recycle, put together some donation bags with whatever we don't bring home with us, Plus, we also have to deal with the batteries, the detergents, the paints.
There's no need to panic. We're not going to kick you off the island. But look at the bright side, my friends. Because you're going to be eco-superstars when you get home. Household names in all of Quebec and beyond.
Is the program on air?
The cameras captured all your comings and goings. And the program is a smash hit. You're going to become idols for an entire generation. Chop Chop, you have 24 hours to bid goodbye to Terra Costi. Then you'll have a slew of interviews to give before you're finally able to return home.
I can't wait to move back into my digs, but I will miss you all, even the robot voice.
They always do.
I can't imagine my life without you, guys.
So, we won't be seeing each other anymore?
I'm afraid to go back to my semi-basement.
Hugs! Please!
And as the minutes stretched into hours, our companions, before long, made their merry way back home. Paola to her laboratory at the university. Akio to the weight room at the local gym. Billy to the performance stage and her beloved plants. And Slinky to his virtual community to renew ties with his followers. We will catch up to them again in 5 months' time to see where they are at in their lives.
The Amazing Earth changed my life amazingly. I straight up sold my car, and now I walk, or rather run, to places. And don't get me wrong, it doesn't feel like torture. Quite the opposite. I love it!
I used to be quite the loner, but now I know that change happens through community actions. I've since joined a group of ecologists in my region that organize shoreline cleanups every spring.
I'm still singing, of course. My new hit, La Vie en Green, is on all the platforms. Singing is a great way to support the values that I developed on Terra Costi. I take part in fundraising events. One of them is for a project in my neighborhood. We're creating an artistic space and community garden. We call it the Articulture. Its benefit concert, the Articulture Show, is actually tonight. Are you coming or what?
My community responded well to my transformation. Sure, I lost a few subscribers, but others have come on board. Like-minded people with whom I have lots to talk about. I truly am a changed man, and that's thanks to the Amazing Earth. I came here to uncover the dirt. I dug, and all I found was gold.
We've arranged to see them again in the Tune Bird Studios for a homecoming, full of surprises.
Billy?
My amazing friends!
My favorite people!
Put us down, Akio!
I don't like being picked up!
Could that be my amazing gang?
Slinky!
Hey, Slinky!
Welcome to Studio 3R at Toonbird Productions.
The Robot Boys!
I missed that voice.
Please give it up for the one who makes us believe we can fly, Greta Toonbird.
Dear amazing Earthlings, boy am I happy to see you all again. And I'm pretty sure our millions of viewers are too. I've gathered you here today because the Amazing Earth Challenge has exceeded our expectations. Everywhere you look, communities are taking action on the environment, and it's thanks to you. We are building community gardens and green alleyways. We're composting. We're fighting to preserve protected areas and the threatened species that inhabit them. We are reducing our use of pesticides, not to mention light pollution, and we're working to preserve wetlands. At home, at the restaurant, the grocery store, and at every step along the supply chain, we're reducing food waste. And many companies are even eliminating single-use plastics in their stores. Meanwhile, disinformation is being called out on social media networks, and public transit has become so efficient that practically no one drives a car in the city. In short, your impact is obvious for everyone to see. You're on your way to turning the triangle of inaction into the triangle of action. Citizens, politicians, and companies all have begun to take responsibility, and it is amazing.
Whoa, how cool is that?
Wonderful.
Now, the Amazing Earth has one more mission for you. The world needs your expertise to undertake citizen science projects. For example...
Citizen what now?
Citizen science projects are projects under which volunteers of all ages are invited to contribute to scientific research. For example, by providing data from their outings in nature. This way, ordinary citizens like you, at least before the start of your adventure, can help advance scientific research and play a part in protecting biodiversity at their local level.
Living the dream.
We also need you to publicly express your support for, or opposition to, as the case may be, projects that have environmental impacts. Your calm presence and your poise will not go unnoticed. Whether you're signing open letters and petitions or participating in demonstrations and marches in favor of the environment.
Sign me up!
The world is calling out to you. You must once again unite your forces and go create all around our amazing Earth small community cells like yours in order to build our collective resilience. Because that's the biggest lesson we've learned from you. When we work together, there is no limit to what we can accomplish.
Here comes the waterworks again.
We find the four companions outdoors in front of Toon Bird Studios.
This new challenge sounds like a lot.
All around the Earth?
That is round. I know that now. She also said something about a triangle. The triangle of inaction. Is it round too, Paola? What does that mean?
The triangle of inaction is made up of companies, governments, and individuals. Three opposing camps that keep putting responsibility for the environment back to each other. Greta seems to suggest that we could play a role in all of this.
Ooh. Ooh.
Who just dropped a giant binder from the sky?
Huh? Ooh la la. It's our itinerary. Our bucket list of places to visit. We're not done with the Amazing Earth quite yet.
I don't even know where to begin.
I have an idea. What if we organized climate cafes, like Meet and Greens, at each destination that we visit? In fact, we could use the gatherings to discuss the triangle of climate inaction.
Nice. Yeah.
I feel like if, at every place we go, we start by discussing our ideas and how we feel, we will create a fertile ground for connection. And then bam! We present a bunch of ideas that are accessible to people so that they can start taking action on a small scale first.
Which will inspire them to become more and more active in the future.
I never thought I'd be saying this, Slinky, but you're a genius.
Okay, quick. We need to go home and start packing.
Yippee!
And thus concludes our presentation of The Amazing Earth. It certainly marks the start of something greater. Speaking of the devil, remember episode 1 when Greta Thunberg promised to grant them one wish if they accomplished their mission on the island?
My wish is that my platform grows and has a positive impact on people.
My wish is to continue practicing my art while also taking part in initiatives that inspire me as a citizen.
My wish is to put my strength and skills at the service of the communities I encounter to help them succeed in their projects.
My wish is for everyone to make it a point to better educate themselves about the environment instead of feeling overwhelmed. Let's give each other energy and support.
Now that's what you call a happy ending. The entire team at Tune Bird Productions wishes to remind you that every day, you can make a difference.
Call to action.
Here is what we suggest. Identify a group in your region, like the Amazed Earthlings, that are undertaking initiatives that inspire you. Whether you're interested in the arts, sports, science, video games, animals, or good jokes, surely there are folks where you live who need young people to advocate in favor of inspiring initiatives that you too could join. Thank you for spending time with us. Parting is such sweet sorrow. But don't you feel blue? Life goes on, and this amazing earth we live on will keep spinning with the stars. Until we meet again, stay green and stay amazed.
This podcast is a production of La Puce à l'Oreille on behalf of Espace pour la Vie, a Ville de Montréal service. Original text by Véronique Pascal, translation by Tom Donovan, script edited by Joe Gustin, produced by Les Studios Bakery, featuring the voices of Manon Saint-Jules, Nicole Arage, and Vigi. The Biosphère, the only environmental museum in North America, is supported by the governments of Canada and Quebec and Ville de Montréal. Espace pour la Vie is the largest natural science complex in Canada. To access other podcasts, please visit espacepourlavie.ca.